7BR Part Heard. Hello, and welcome to 7BR's Part Heard, the podcast that traverses the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. I'm Rhys Palmer, Chambers Paralegal. We're joined today by 7BR member Rose Harvey Sullivan, who's here today as part of our Christmas series to discuss what the new year will be bringing, with a focus on the mini pupillage applications. Rose, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Rhys. Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming back again. You're a regular guest on this now. Today, rather than giving us your legal insight, you're putting on your mini pupillage hat and telling us all about that. So before we begin, I always like to just have a breakdown, just to make sure we all are on the same page. Can you just tell us quickly what a mini pupillage is?
Yeah, sure. So I've been made mini pupillage secretary for Chambers this year. Basically, mini pupillage is an opportunity for people who are thinking about a legal career to come to a Chambers and find out a bit more about life as a barrister. So that might mean that they go to court, or it might mean to spend time in Chambers with a member, seeing what kind of paperwork they do or preparation they do. But basically, yeah, it's a really good opportunity to get a realistic insight into what our work involves.
Sort of legal work experience in a barrister chambers.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we seem to give everything else ridiculous names at the bar, so why not give work experience one as well?
What does a mini then look like at 7BR? What do we offer our mini pupils?
We offer three-day mini pupillages at 7BR. They usually contain some time in court, at least 1 or 2 days. So that might be going to watch a trial, or it might be an application hearing or an interim hearing of some kind. We usually include some time doing written work with members. So that's usually in Chambers itself, which is a nice chance to get to see the building. And then thirdly, we make sure that there is some time when mini pupils have the chance to ask questions of our members. So that's likely to be members that they're spending time with anyway. But additionally, we do try and make sure that mini pupils get the chance to meet some of our most junior tenants, or maybe our current pupils, so they can get a real feel for what a pupillage would be like with us, because that's obviously in the forefront of their minds.
So I think you've kind of alluded to what my next question is going to be, but are all of our minis now back in person, or are we operating a form of hybrid? Are we doing any online types of minis?
At 7BR, we believe that the purpose of a mini pupillage is to assist the person who is coming, so the mini pupil themselves. It's not for our benefit, it's to give them an insight into what life at the bar is really like. For me, that was a fantastic opportunity when I was thinking about the bar, because I didn't know any lawyers. So for me, it was one of the most useful ways that I could see what it was really going to be like if I did become a barrister. So really, it's with that in mind that we organise the scheme. So in terms of whether they can be in person or hybrid, we are flexible to making it work for the person who's coming. It's for your benefit, not ours. So if that means that it needs to be hybrid to fit around your caring needs or your other responsibilities that you've got, then we can make that work. Ideally, we would have some time at least in person, because I think there's a real benefit in seeing all of the more informal bits, the micro interactions. So if you're watching a court hearing, for example, I think it's particularly interesting to also see what it might be like in the robing room at court, how we interact with other barristers and colleagues, and you know, all of those sort of softer bits around the edges of the hearing itself. For me, that's a really big part of my job, and it's a big part of being a barrister. So I think in an ideal world, we always try and have at least some of it in person. But we are very alive to the fact that everybody has different circumstances. And so, as I say, we're quite flexible about that.
And are mini pupillages, they're not assessed, are they?
No. As I say, we run the mini pupillage scheme for the benefit of the mini pupil. And as far as I'm aware, most people don't tend to benefit from or enjoy being put under pressure. So no, we don't assess mini pupils. There might be the odd bit of written work that's done, in which case mini pupils will receive feedback on that, because that's obviously something that would be useful to them. But we don't retain that feedback. It's not formally collated or centrally sort of pooled. And this is not an aspect that we draw on when we come to assess any pupillage applications. They are completely separate. One thing I would say about the idea of assessing mini pupils is it's particularly difficult when we do so many different areas of law, because somebody might end up being asked to do some work or observe something in an area that they are completely unfamiliar with. So I think potentially be a little bit harsh to then start assessing them on that area if it's the first time they've come across it that day.
Do we offer that flexibility to say, I am interested in family, but I want to get some criminal court experience. Can I focus my mini in that avenue?
Yeah, absolutely. So when somebody is coming to us a couple of weeks in advance, one of the admin team will send out a form to them in which they can specify not only which areas they're most interested in seeing while they're with us, but also any additional needs that they have. So harking back to the point I was just making about the need for remote attendances, or to work around particular timings or geographical needs, etc. That can all be put in the form a couple of weeks in advance so that we can start planning which of the hearings are the best ones for people to go along to.
And for those who are thinking about applying for a mini at 7BR, what is the application process in this regard?
The only requirements that we have are that people have either 3 Bs at A level, or have started a university course, or have indeed completed a university course. We have no requirements as to what grade they might have got on that course. So they're very basic in that sense. An application needs to be supported or made by way of a CV and covering letter being sent into Chambers. And other than that, it's a first come, first serve system. So it's very egalitarian and very open.
How many do we offer over the year?
Generally, it's in the region of about 30 to 35. We try and take at least one person for most of the weeks of the sitting terms. Many courts have reduced sitting hours in periods like Christmas and summer. So there would be less for many pupils to see at those points in time. And quite a few barristers tend to take a proportion of August off, particularly those with kids. So we have some weeks where there just isn't as much to see, but broadly it's about 30 to 35. And then we do a few access schemes with people like Bridging the Bar and various judicial access schemes where we offer some mini pupillages through those as well. But from our own application process, that's broadly the numbers.
And for those who are unable to attend or are unsuccessful in their application for mini pupillage, how else can they interact and engage with members at 7BR to get a feel for the Chambers?
So there are various ways that people can get in touch with us if they can't come on a mini pupillage. We are at various pupillage fairs. These are listed on the website. And we also have a virtual pupillage open evening, which is on the website as well. I think it's recorded visually, but if not, it's certainly on there for audio. So that will give people a flavour for the kind of things that they can expect whilst in Chambers, and also give people a flavour for what they'd get if they came and did a pupillage with us. Also, various members are on social media and you can contact any of us on there. I'm certainly on there, and people have contacted me through there to ask questions about what Chambers is like, to meet up briefly, to have a discussion about it and things like that. And certainly a lot of us are very open about those sorts of things too.
Thanks, Rose. That's been quite helpful. I'm sure our listeners will really appreciate that information.
Thanks for having me, Rhys. Really nice to chat.
Thanks to our listeners. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of part of our Christmas series, having heard from Rose and what life as a mini pupil may be like at 7BR. Join us next week, where we'll be hearing from other members discussing 7BR and reflecting on the year thus far. Until next week, thank you and goodbye.